Hello and welcome to the Dr. Jocker's Functional Nutrition Podcast, the show designed to give you science-based solutions to improve your health and life. I'm Dr. David Jockers, Doctor of Natural Medicine and creator of drjockers.com, and I'm the host of this podcast. I'm here to tell you that your body was created to heal itself, and on this show, we focus on strategies you can apply today to heal and function at your best. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's go into the show. I just wanted to take a moment and tell you about how important your liver health is. In fact, if you're suffering from low energy, brain fog, or unexplained belly fat, the problem could be your liver. You may not know it, but your liver is the foundation for good health. It performs more than 500 key functions, like filtering toxins, breaking down nutrients, and keeping your cholesterol in check. But over time, your liver can start to wear down, and that's when you get energy crashes, belly fat, and trouble with your memory and concentration. Fortunately, there's a simple solution. It's called Liver Health Formula. Liver Health Formula contains 11 powerful herbs and nutrients, things like milk thistle, that are clinically proven to recharge and revitalize your liver. It also helps protect against fatty liver, which is a silent epidemic affecting 100 million Americans. Liver Health Formula is manufactured in the U.S., and it's approved by many American health professionals. And as a listener of this show, you can try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3 to keep your heart and brain healthy when you order today. So what a great deal. You get Liver Health Formula and a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3. Just go to getliverhelp.com/jockers and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com, getliverhelp.com/jockers. That will get you your liver health formula and your free bottle of nano powered omega-3. So take advantage of that deal today. This podcast is an audio recording of one of my most popular YouTube videos on how much protein should you consume. This is also one of the most popular questions that my team and I get because protein plays such a critical role in blood sugar stability and fat burning and building lean body tissue and creating compounds like immune cells and red blood cells that we need in order to function and thrive. And so protein is really critical. And it's really the foundation of all of our meals. Like that really should be our foundational macronutrient that we focus on. And I go through how to make sure you're getting the right dosage to achieve the what we call the leucine threshold. And I break that down in the podcast. So you'll learn a lot about that and the science of how protein works in your body and how to get the right dosage, because really the dosage is key to get optimal results. So you guys are going to really enjoy this. And also take a moment and go to Apple iTunes and leave us a 5-star review on this podcast. I wanted to read this one here from Maria. She says, I love listening to the Dr. Jocker's podcast. He has excellent guests and really breaks down complex information in a way that is easy to understand. And that is really what we're about here on the Dr. Jocker's Functional Nutrition Podcast, breaking down complex health information in a way that's easy to understand for you and really help encourage and empower you on your health journey. So thank you for leaving that review, Maria, and go and leave us a 5-star review again on Apple iTunes. I'd be happy to read your comments on one of the future podcasts. Thanks so much for doing that. Thank you for being a part of our community, and let's go into the show. In this video, I'm going to go over what the right amount of protein that you should be consuming on a regular basis is. And it's really going to depend on obviously how much you weigh, but we know protein is so important for blood sugar stability, stabilizing your blood sugar. The more stable your blood sugar is, the better your energy is going to be, the better your cognition, memory, your ability to think sharply and quickly is going to be. So protein is so critical for that. It also helps us maintain lean body mass. We know, especially as people age, they can develop sarcopenia or muscle wasting, muscle loss. And the more muscle you lose as you age, the higher rate of morbidity or chronic disease development and mortality or your risk of dying. So it's super important to maintain your body mass. And we know that consuming protein really helps with that. It's so important for keeping lean body mass. It helps reduce cravings so you're not overeating and constantly thinking about different ultra processed foods that are really detrimental to your overall health and well-being. And it helps you burn fat for fuel so you can stay lean, mean, and really a fat burning machine, right? That's what we want. So protein is going to help us get the results when it comes to our body composition, when it comes to our energy, our mental performance that we want. There's also compounds in protein that help with good sleep quality. There's compounds in protein that help with good liver function, detoxification, so we can get rid of wastes, that help with our immune system. We use protein too and amino acids to create white blood cells so we can have a healthy immune function. So protein is so critical. And then when we're looking at protein, there's certain types of proteins or certain types of amino acids, because protein is made up of amino acids. There are certain amino acids in protein called branched chain amino acids. That's leucine, isoleucine, and valine. Leucine is the most critical when it comes to muscle protein synthesis. We know, again, maintaining muscle mass or building muscle mass is so critical to our overall health. It helps suck glucose out of the bloodstream to keep our blood sugar stable, helps improve insulin sensitivity. Muscles actually help release, as we're moving muscles and building muscle, releases compounds called myokines that stimulate brain function, stimulate something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor in our brain, which is like Miracle-Gro for our brain. So it helps with neurogenesis and synaptogenesis, developing new neurons and new gaps and little gaps and connections between our neurons so we can think sharply and quickly and have really advanced level thoughts. So I could go on and on about all these benefits of protein, but the purpose of this video is how much protein should you consume? So leucine threshold for muscle protein synthesis is roughly 2 to 3 grams per meal. So you want to get about 2 to 3 grams of leucine per meal. Leucine is highest in animal proteins other than bone broth or collagen. So there's bone broth, there's collagen proteins out there. They're very low in leucine. Okay, they're higher in glycine, proline, hydroxyproline, which are all important for healthy skin, a healthy gut lining, healthy joints, healthy nails, things like that, healthy bones, but not important for muscle protein synthesis. So if you're just relying on bone broth or collagen protein as like a supplemental protein source, and you're really focusing on that as far as a lot of your protein, you're not going to hit your leucine threshold, which should be 2 to 3 grams. Now, in your typical protein sources, like your animal-based protein sources and most plant-based protein sources, beans, legumes, things like that, it's roughly 8 to 10% of the protein content is going to be leucine. So to get 2 to 3 grams, again, that threshold is going to be based on your weight. The more muscle mass you have, the higher leucine you need to hit that threshold. The lower muscle mass or the lower body weight in general, the lower amount of leucine you're going to need. I just wanted to interrupt this podcast with an important public health announcement. Most people out there are deficient in vitamin D. And if you've been feeling depressed, anxious, irritable, tired, or forgetful, you're likely one of them. But why are deficiency rates so high? Well, most people think they get enough vitamin D from the sun. But here's the thing, you don't. Even reports from people in sunny Miami, Florida, have shown they have shockingly low levels of vitamin D. And since vitamin D isn't in many foods, at least not in sufficient quantities, you really can't get enough from your diet. So where does that leave us? With supplements. But here's another thing. Most vitamin D supplements just don't work. In fact, they're often destroyed by your stomach acid, and really you don't get any good absorption. But a revolutionary supplement brand has changed everything with one simple factor. Their vitamin D actually gets absorbed by your body. Purality Health's vitamin D3 is infused with a protective micelle liposomal formula that delivers the vitamin directly to your gut lining for full absorption into the bloodstream. This way, you can actually feel what it's like to have proper vitamin D levels. And I know the people over at Purality Health, and they have vitamin D users emailing them all the time to rave about how impressed their doctors are by their raised vitamin D levels. Because not only does vitamin D impact how you feel, it's super important for bone health, immunity, and brain function. And if you want to meet your health potential, it's time for Purality Health's vitamin D3 formula. Right now, my listeners can get 30% off Purality Health's unique vitamin D3 formula. All you need to do is visit puralityhealth.com and use promo code DRJ at checkout to get your supply of highly absorbable vitamin D. So go to puralityhealth.com and use promo code DRJ and start feeling the benefits of healthy vitamin D levels today.
As a general idea, I tell people 30 to 50 grams of protein in each meal, eating, let's say, 2 to 3 times a day. You know, that's going to get you somewhere between, you know, roughly 60 to 150 grams of protein, which is pretty good range to focus on. But let's go by weight. 100 to 125 pounds, you don't need as much protein. Okay, 20 to 30 grams should be fine. If you're under 100 pounds, like, you know, if you're thinking about your 10-year-old child that weighs 75 pounds, they might need 15 to 20 grams of protein in a meal to hit that leucine threshold. 100 to 125 pounds, roughly 20 to 30 grams. Okay, 125 to 150 pounds, roughly 25 to 35 grams per meal. And then going off the day, if you're 100 to 125 pounds, roughly 70 to 100 grams over the course of a day, 70 to 100 grams of protein a day. If you're 125 to 150 pounds, roughly 80 to 120 grams of protein in a day. If you go up to like your body weight and protein, so if you weigh 150 pounds, eat 150 grams of protein, great. I mean, there's not really going to be consequences to that. The only consequences to eating protein are if you don't have a restricted time eating window, meaning if you're eating protein from 7 a.m., you have your first meal, and you're eating every 3 to 4 hours until 10 p.m. at night, 11 p.m. at night, that's a problem. Okay, now if you're a bodybuilder and you're really trying to put on a lot of muscle, that works. It will help you put on muscle. However, you'll also increase the overall inflammatory activity in your body. You'll increase the amount of senescent or old aged damaged cells. So I don't recommend that. I recommend a tighter eating window. Let's say you're eating your meals in a 10-hour eating window from, let's say, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. or maybe an 8-hour window from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So an 8-hour window. That is going to give your body time while you're fasting, while you're not eating, to go undergo autophagy and to break down the senescent mitochondria, the aged, damaged zombie cell mitochondria, zombie cells in your body, get rid of all those damaged cells so you don't end up replicating them and causing chronic disease processes in your body. So compress your eating window, but make sure you're hitting your protein levels during the meals that you're consuming. So going back here, 150 to 200 pounds. So I'm in this range. I'm about 170 pounds. I aim for 30 to 50 grams or more of protein in a meal. A lot of times I get a lot more than that because I'm also lifting weights. I'm very active, and that's going to increase the amount of protein my body needs to recover. And you're going for roughly 100 to 150 or more grams of protein in a day. Okay. And then if you're over 200 pounds, it's roughly the same, 30 to 50 grams, 100 to 150 grams of protein a day. Now, if you're over 200 pounds full of muscle, you might need a little bit more protein. If you're over 200 pounds, but you're like, hey, I'm 30% body fat, I want to drop 5%, 10%, 15% body fat, depending on if you're male or female and your health goals, then sticking in this range is usually good because you don't want to overconsume overall calories. And sometimes if you're consuming 200, 250 grams of protein, 200 grams of protein is roughly 800 calories right there. For most people, if you're looking to lose weight, you want to bring your calories to roughly 2,000, 2,500, somewhere in that range. If you're a large person, maybe less. And so oftentimes if you're over consuming the protein, you might be over consuming overall calories. Although that can be hard to do because when you are consuming a lot of protein, you tend to have more satiation, less cravings, less desiring food, lower appetite. So you tend to stay in a good overall calorie range. You also have lower levels of insulin. Insulin is your fat storage hormone. So when insulin's more stable, you tend to obviously burn fat more effectively for fuel. So usually going higher on protein is not going to cause problems as long as you keep it in that time restricted window. That's really where the magic happens. Is you want, so the criticisms of protein are it can increase your risk of kidney failure, of cancer, right? Heart disease, a lot of different chronic health problems. And that's true if you're eating it again in a very large eating window. When you tighten your eating window, you get the benefits of the protein without the downsides. And so that's why I recommend consuming your meals in, let's say, a 6 to 10 hour eating window and really focusing on hitting your protein levels. You know, focus on how much protein you're consuming in each meal, then fill your plate with healthy fats, colorful fruits and vegetables, whole real foods as much as possible, reducing the amount of ultra processed foods. If you do that, you're going to do really, really well. If you want to do, you know, whey protein or something like that, it's great as well. I use that too. I recommend a grass-fed whey protein, or if you want a plant protein, pea protein or something like that, hemp protein, that's great, okay? But don't rely on that solely, right? That should be more of a supplemental source of getting these protein levels. And really try to focus on real whole foods, grass-fed red meat, pasture-raised eggs, organic, ideally pasture-raised yogurt can be really helpful. I like Greek yogurt that I consume regularly to increase protein content. Pasture-raised eggs, I mentioned, are a great source. You've got grass-fed meats. If you're able to do dairy, grass-fed organic or raw cheeses can be really, really helpful as well. And then from a plant source, you might get some in legumes. They don't digest as well, so you have to see how your body absorbs them. But legumes are a source of protein. And of course, you can use protein powders and things like that as needed as well. So hopefully that was really helpful for you guys, answered a lot of your questions. Be sure to share this video with anybody that you know and that you care about, and we'll see you guys in a future training. Be blessed.
Well, that's all for this show. And I want to thank you again for spending your valuable time with me today. And if there was something you heard in this interview that you have questions on or you want to dive into deeper, then drjockers.com is the best place to go. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider taking just a quick moment and giving us a great review. Your reviews help us influence more people and transform more lives. And if you took something valuable away from this episode, then please share it with someone in your life you know it can help. We'll see you soon on a future podcast. Be blessed, everybody.